Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got three football games tomorrow. I'll do my picks coming up at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time as we'll give you the three picks that I will give you for the entire slate on this week 13. When we take a glance at the three games tomorrow, you know, some years you watch these Thanksgiving games, you're like, ugh. And I'm just watching them so I don't got to talk to family, right? But these are three legitimately good games tomorrow. We start out with the Packers and the Lions. This is how the season started, right? The Packers played the Lions in Green Bay. The Packers annihilated the Detroit Lions by a score of 27-13. Both these teams have been inconsistent this year. You know, just because the Packers beat the Giants and the Vikings, I'm not ready to proclaim that they're back. I look at Green Bay, really ever since starting the year 2-0, I don't like how they've looked. They lost to the Browns, and the Brownies scored 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. They tied the Cowboys. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Cardinals. They beat the Steelers. Then they lose to the Panthers. They lose to the Eagles. Only scored 7 points up against Philly. And then they were lucky to beat the Giants. And then they did, you know, decisively beat the Minnesota Vikings. But this is a Green Bay Packers team. It's Super Bowl or bust for them. They got to show they go take the next step. The rest of their schedule, there is not a game that you will say that they will definitively win, but there is not a game that you say that they will definitively lose. This game tomorrow against the Lions go either way. Then they get the Bears twice, sandwiched in between the Broncos. Then they play one of the hottest teams in the NFL in the Ravens, and then they're at Minnesota. So, like, you know what, maybe Minnesota's the one that they should definitively win, but with that being said, it's a divisional game. And anything could happen in a divisional game, and you beat them once, are you going to be able to beat them twice? So this is a Packers team. I think there's a lot on the line these next remaining weeks of the season for the quarterback and, more importantly, the coach. Because if they somehow miss the playoffs altogether, I don't see how they're going to bring Matt LaFleur back. And if the playoffs were to start today, you'd have the Rams as the one in the NFC, the Eagles as the two, the Bears would be the three, Tampa Bay would be the four, Seattle would be the five, the sixth seed would be the Packers, the seventh seed would be the 49ers. So the Packers would be in, but if Green Bay loses tomorrow up against the Lions, you know, that changes everything. Because the Lions would then be 8-4, and the Packers would fall to 7-4, so still Green Bay, they have to hit their bye week. But that's one of those things when you take a glance, Green Bay has already hit their bye week. So the Lions have to hit their bye week. But it's just one of those things where when you look at this, the way that this is going so far, this is an enormous game for both teams. Oh, no, actually, Green Bay and the Packers have already both hit their bye week, so I apologize on that front. I thought one of those teams didn't hit the bye week. Oh, how did I mess that one up then? What was that? What was I just doing there? Oh, because 7-3-1. The Packers have a tie. Duh. We were just talking about that with the performance up against the Dallas Cowboys. So 7-3-1 is Green Bay. The Lions are 7-4. But anyway, you could make the case that, you know, when you ask the question, who is the game bigger for? I'm going to sit there and you're splitting hairs here. But the fact that the Lions have already lost to the Green Bay Packers, I then think the game is bigger for the Detroit Lions. But that's just one. You're home Thanksgiving. I get it. You're welcoming the Packers. The Lions have not really given you anything to jump for joy about, you know, this season. They did have a heck of a victory up against Tampa Bay. They did a nice job up against the Ravens, but this is one of those games where the Lions going to be the Lions should be this year. They got to go beat Green Bay, but you could make the case it's equally as important for Green Bay, because if Green Bay wins this one, they then not only have the tie, they have also then defeated Detroit twice, and who knows how that could play into a factor in what is a crowded NFC down the stretch. Chiefs and Cowboys, I am fascinated to see what we're going to get from the Cowboys. The Cowboys defense hasn't been anything spectacular, but with that being said, they added Quinnen Williams at the deadline. They got Logan Wilson. This is a Dallas Cowboys team that the last 2 weeks they have made it interesting. You know, once they lost 3 out of 4 to the Panthers, the Broncos, the Cardinals, and then they had that one victory up against the Commanders, you thought this was going to get really ugly for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is sitting there 5-5-1. They go through what is a brutal stretch, but they came on back. They beat the Eagles down 21-0. They have the Chiefs tomorrow, and then they're at Detroit. And then if they get through that, like if they split these next two, if the Dallas, and I don't think the Cowboys are making the playoffs, but if you want to just appease the thought and entertain the thought that they're still going to, you know, have a chance, they got to be 6-6-1 after their next two. They're currently 5-5-1. So you beat the Eagles. Now you got to find a way to split up against the Chiefs and the Lions. And I would guess it's going to be wild to say this. I think it's going to be easier to beat Kansas City than it'll be to beat Detroit. And I understand you could say, hey, Zach, you didn't just speak all that glowingly up against about Detroit Lions. But the weakness still for the Cowboys, even though they're playing better on the defensive side of the ball, is still their defense. And the offense, even though the Lions' offense has not been great, but that game is in Detroit, even if it was Dallas, it would have been a dome. But that game is in Detroit, so it's in a dome. Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, St. Brown, you know, that speed that they have, I know Laporta's done, but that speed that they have would probably be more conducive to just smacking around the Cowboys' defense, where if you look at Kansas City, I know they had the nice comeback up against Indianapolis, and it's still Mahomes. Rashee Rice has been good for them. But that Chiefs offense, it doesn't give you a lot outside of the quarterback that you're really afraid of. So I think you have a better chance of taking down Kansas City than you would than Detroit. But if you're Dallas and you beat the Eagles and then you beat the Chiefs, I think we sit there for a second and say, okay, even if you lose the Lions game, you'd be 6-6-1, and then you would end the season with the Vikings, the Chargers, the Commanders, and the Giants. If you could get to 10 wins with that tie, that could help you immensely. Now, you'd have to win out all those games after beating the Chiefs or the Lions, but you could beat the Vikings, the Chargers. I didn't like what they showed you a few weeks ago up against the Jaguars. The Commanders, they'll have nothing to play for at that time, and the Giants already have nothing to play for. So I'm not sitting here telling you that I believe in Dallas, because I don't. But if Dallas wants to make this interesting and at least give the fans a thought, okay, there's still a road to make the playoffs, after getting that Eagles win and coming on back the way that they did, I still think it's too lofty of a goal to ask them to beat both the Chiefs and the Lions. But just split those two games, and you will have a chance in mid-December to go make a playoff push, which who would have thought we would have been saying that a few weeks ago about the Dallas Cowboys. But the NFC is just so loaded. It really is. The Eagles are 8-3. The Bears are 8-3. Like, even if you don't think the Bears are that good, they're 8-3 at this point. The Packers are 7-3-1. The Lions are 7-4. Tampa Bay 6-5. Someone's got to win the NFC South. Carolina 6-6. They just lost to the Niners. The Rams are 9-2. The Seahawks are 8-3. And the San Francisco 49ers are 8-4. So one spot will go to the NFC South. You obviously then have your NFC East division winner, your NFC North division winner, your NFC West division winner. So let's just assume The Eagles are going to win the NFC East. I don't know who's going to win the NFC North, but that takes up the spot. Let's just say it's still Tampa Bay for now in the South, and the Rams are going to win the West. If that's the way that it goes, that leaves you with the Seahawks, the Niners. Let's just pencil in Chicago for now. Green Bay, Detroit. Really four teams, and maybe Dallas gets into this fold. They're going to have to do more. But it's 4 to 5 teams then fighting for 3 spots. So it's going to be fun to see how that's going to play on out down the stretch. But for Kansas City, they're sitting there at 6-5. If they get this one, they're 7-5. And there's obviously the Chiefs are favored in the game. They're 3.5-point favorites, and it's Mahomes. It's a primetime spot, all that stuff. You're going up against a Cowboys defense that still isn't all that good. But it's a big week for this Chiefs defense. And they've won a lot of Super Bowls because of that defense. But now you're going up against Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Javonte Williams, who's quietly having a good season. I'm not going to pick this game when we do the spread picks, but it would not shock me if the Cowboys end up covering the 3.5 points. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. It would not shock me if this game is a field goal late, and we'll see who ends up winning it. But that's going to be those first two games. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, whole lot of fun. And then even the nighttime game, you get an AFC North showdown. The Bengals and the Ravens. And here's the thing. I respect what Joe Burrow said. I'm a football player. I don't care that our team is 3-8. I got one life. When I'm healthy, I'm playing. I respect that. But with the state of this organization, and how they failed to protect the quarterback, you do wonder if it's a mistake. Now, with that being said, I sit here and I go, okay, you have to probably play Joe Burrow. Like, there's just too many weeks left in the season still. If there was 2 or 3 weeks left in the season, different story. But you still got 6 games on this schedule. And you're a franchise quarterback. They're paying you all that money. He's going to play. You just hope he doesn't suffer another injury. You just hope he does not get hurt again. Because if he suffers another injury, you just sit there and you start to say to yourself, man, this guy has been hurt so many times. We know he's been healthy. He's a top 5 quarterback in the league. But it'd be very unfortunate. And I'll give credit to the Ravens. The Ravens have completely turned their season around. At one point, this team looked like they were heading to a top 10 pick in the draft. They were sitting there at 1-5. You know, they beat Chicago. They beat Miami. They beat Minnesota. They beat Cleveland. They beat the Jets. Like, Chicago is now aged to be a better team. But none of those other teams are any world beaters, but they beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And when they lost that Texans game, in the dominant fashion they lost it, where the Texans spanked them 44-10, and I get it, Cooper Rush was their quarterback, and then you lose to the Rams. When they're 1-5 going to their bye week, you thought their season was over. But regardless if it's been pretty or not, they have won 5 in a row, and now you look at their schedule the rest of the way. You play Pittsburgh twice, and that's who you're in the dogfight with. You got Cincinnati tomorrow. Cincinnati a few weeks from now. You play New England and Green Bay. So New England and Green Bay are tough. But outside of that, like, you should beat the Bengals twice. And then you control your own destiny going up against the Steelers. And the Steelers, you got the Rodgers injury. He doesn't play last week with the broken bone in his left wrist. So flipping off the cameras before the game, whatever that was about. They lose to Chicago, so they come up short there. But the Steelers now, they have Buffalo this weekend. Then they're at Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Cleveland, and Baltimore. And those two Baltimore games are going to decide it. Because you probably think that the Steelers are going to end up losing to the Bills this weekend. That is just what I would guess. Even though the Bills' offense, you don't know what you're going to get out of each and every week. And what they did up against the Texans was disgraceful. And Will Anderson and Daniel Hunter are probably still sacking Josh Allen. But that's a game tomorrow night. When you take a glance at the Bengals and the Ravens, the health of Joe Burrow is a huge one. And if he should even be playing in the game, and you're going to have a similar conversation with Jaden Daniels. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to be able to give it a go. It's described as a long shot that he's going to play this weekend. But that Bengals-Ravens game, if Burrow could give them an emotional boost, and him just back, he goes and he walks into Baltimore and he wins a game. Like the Bengals, we know they're not going to the playoffs. They're already sitting there at 3-8. But that could throw some damage into the Ravens' playoff hands, you know, in their plans. But still, the Steelers are kind of trending in the wrong direction. The Ravens are trending in the right direction. Both these teams are 6-5. Like, if I had to guess right now, when you look at that the Ravens win tomorrow, the next week they beat the Steelers, they probably beat the Bengals. Let's say they lose to the Pats. Let's say they lose to Green Bay. And then even if they lose to the, like, let's just say they split the Steelers. If that's the case, that'd be a 9-win football team. 9 wins. And they're probably going to be better than 3-3 to end the season. But I just want to go a little bit critical on them. The Steelers probably lose to the Bills, right? They'll split the Ravens. They'll beat the Dolphins. Yeah. Then they play the Lions and say they lose. They probably beat the Browns. Who knows? That defensive line for the Browns, they could smother the Steelers. So that final game of the season, Steelers-Ravens, that's probably the game that gets flexed. You know, who knows with the North and everything and the NFC North. But that definitely has a prime chance to either be late Saturday night or Sunday Night Football to wrap up the season in Week 18. That would be my guess. But you got three really good games on paper tomorrow. Packers and Lions should be a lot of points fun. Chiefs and Cowboys should be a lot of points fun. Bengals and Ravens, storylines. Ravens move in the right direction. Bengals getting Joe Burrow back. So I can't wait to see how these three games are going to play on out. All right, before we do say goodbye to you, we'll say goodbye to you at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I will give you an anytime touchdown parlay for tomorrow. And we will give you three NFL picks as well. We were 3-0 last week. But we got to take a break. And when we come on back right here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, we'll update some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We will get to a news brief next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, news brief time on the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Alrighty, let's hear from Ryan Day. You do have Michigan going up against Ohio State. We know the Buckeyes have lost the last four games up against the Wolverines of Michigan. Ryan Day gets in his own cabeza for this game. Last year was the biggest point of that evidence that was displayed because Ohio State had definitely a more talented team than Michigan, but Ryan Day wanted to be tough. He wanted to be like a Michigan man, and he wanted to run the ball in between the tackles instead of using the Jaguars and Maseratis that he has on the football team with the speed. Ryan Day, though, makes it clear, talking about how having fun for him is kicking ass and winning, and obviously expects to do that on Saturday.
Like I say, fun is kicking ass, and that's what we want to do on Saturday. So we're preparing to do that, and that's it. Like, there's nothing funny about this at all. There's not, but the fun part is winning. So we'll save the fun for being in the locker room and celebrating after the game. But you know, the preparation is like, that's what you love. You love the competitive part of this and everything that comes with it. And our guys came in Sunday, you know, came in here yesterday, you know, got work on their own, and even guys in the building today. I mean, they got a good bounce in their step, and they look forward to this week.
Now, let me be abundantly clear. Even as someone that wants to see Michigan win, I do not think that Michigan's going to lose the game. I don't. But, man, how awesome would it be if that clip resurfaces Saturday at about 4 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, after Michigan has won 5 in a row. That would be wonderful. Because Ryan Day Wright won a national championship last year. The one demon he's not been able to exercise, though, is the Michigan Wolverines one. That's the last one from fully being embraced by the Ohio State community. If you could win a national championship and then the following year avenge the 4 straight losses to the Michigan Wolverines that you've been obviously the face of losing all those games to Jim Harbaugh and then Jerome Moore as well. Joe Burrow, why he's coming back to play and the perception of him off the field and maybe sitting out the rest of the season.
Yes, I understand why people feel that way, but if you look at it from my perspective, I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ever go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but no, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get concussions. You're going to break bones, tear ligaments. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I work really hard to have that not happen, but what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. That's what I did.
I respect his answer. And I think a lot of times we can't relate to the mentality of players. And I think a lot of us will sit there and they'll say, hey, it's a lost season. You're 3-8. You make all this money. You've been walking around and banged up the last few years. Just sit this one out and protect yourself. But the pain that Burrow would be going through mentally of missing 6 more games when he's healthy and ready to go, I think that'd be tough. And you're a leader of the football team. You're the face of that organization. I respect him saying, even though the ship has already sunk this year, I'm going to try to pull it up and find a way to patch it up and try to build some momentum for next year. So if he gets hurt again, everyone's going to kill the decision. I understand it, though. Your quarterback wants to play. He's healthy enough to play. You're going to let him play. Let's hear from Brian Schottenheimer, the head football coach of the Cowboys, on going up against a tough Steve Spagnuolo defense.
Multiple. You know, Steve's done a great job. I've competed against him a number of times. It's always the same. Short week doesn't make it any easier, because they are so multiple in their personnel packages, and you know, they've been there a long time. You know, this defense has been playing together for a long time. They've got some great pieces.
And then let's hear from Dan Campbell on facing the Lions rivals, the Packers, coming up on Thanksgiving tomorrow.
It's opportunity. I mean, this one's about to be honest again, which that's exciting. You know, you ramp it back up. You only got a few days. You're trying to get everything in that you can. They're in the right mindset, and then you cut them loose, let them go play their game. They show up, they compete, man. Big-time opponent, really good team, division game, Thanksgiving, first game on. You couldn't ask for anything better.
And that game's been shifted, by the way, to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Usually each and every year it's 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. The NFL did push it back by 30 minutes this year. So you do have the Green Bay Packers at the Lions at 1 p.m. Eastern time, Chiefs at the Dallas Cowboys at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then the Bengals at the Ravens at 8:20 p.m. Eastern time. Let's get back to that Ravens-Bengals game. John Harbaugh is incredibly proud of the way that his team has bounced back after a 1-5 start.
I'm thankful for, I guess, with this team is who they've proven to be. You know, adversity, you know, you used to hear the thing, adversity builds character. I think it kind of shows character. The more success you have sometimes, it shows who you really are, and the more challenges you have sometimes, it shows who you really are, right? And through these challenges, to see these guys respond the way they did together every day was really great. And then and now that we're, you know, on the brink of having success, they haven't changed one bit. They're the same, you know, so I'm kind of proud of that, and I'm grateful for that, just who they are character-wise.
So you hear from the coach of the Ravens. Now let's hear from the quarterback of the Ravens. This is Lamar Jackson. I'm preparing for a cold game on Thanksgiving Eve.
You know, it starts in practice, you know, with the wind aspect, you know, playing, practice outside, get used to it, get accustomed to the wind, you know, just throwing into it, throwing away from it, throwing with the wind sometimes, you know, just try to put different trajectories on the ball. But I'm throwing, that's about it, because can't control the weather. At least I can't.
And then let's get back to Joe Burrow and what it means to be healthy on time for the Thanksgiving game.
Number one, it's a division game. I got a lot of respect for the people on the opposite side of the ball, but when you play people twice a year, it's, you get tired of them, you don't like them. It's a division rivalry. You got respect for them, but it's intense out there. It's something I wanted to be out there for. Playing on Thanksgiving, something I've always wanted to do that I pushed for in the past, and the NFL gave it to us, and then, you know, the injury happened and thought I wasn't going to be able to play. And then as we got closer, I, you know, felt like it was a real possibility. So that's exciting to me. It's a national stage to go out and prove yourself again after not playing for several weeks, and every opportunity that you get to go and prove all the hard work that you've put in, the type of player you are, is something that I try to take advantage of.
And let's circle back to the first game of the day, the Green Bay, this is the second game of the day, the Chiefs at the Cowboys. Jerry Jones says he's proud of the mindset that Coach Schottenheimer has applied to this Cowboys team after a rough start to the season.
Really, I can't say enough. Brian has got this team with no quit in their vocabulary. They will not quit. They've obviously had a real setback from the loss of a teammate. And they've had a setback from not being the team that we wanted to be in the early part of the year.
You know, it's going to be a bizarre thing to say, because usually people just resent the Dallas Cowboys for all the America's Team nonsense and the way that Jerry Jones just does some things the last few years. The Cowboys are starting to become a likable team this season. And I understand, right, when you lose a player like Marshawn Nealon and he just tragically takes his own life, that's a story that a lot of people look at, and it's just such a heartbreaking one where you think of the players in that locker room. But what they've done the last 2 weeks, you know, I don't know what they could turn into. I still don't think this team is going to be making the playoffs, but they could split these next two games with the Chiefs and the Lions. And if they split these next two games with the Chiefs and the Lions, at least they're going to have a chance. But if they lose both of them, then yes, their season is over. But Dak's playing good football this year. George Pickens has been likable this year. CeeDee Lamb, we all know the incredible receiver he is, even though he has quite a few drops. Javonte Williams has bounced back. It's a team that I think a lot of years people despise the Cowboys. I don't think this is one of those years where people are like actively rooting against the Cowboys. And maybe I'm just wrong on that. I'm just saying it from afar in the way that I'm looking at the Dallas Cowboys this season. Last 2 weeks, they've made it interesting where they're 5-5-1, and when they were sitting there at 3-5-1, and they just, you know, lost to the Cardinals by 10 points on a Monday Night Football game, you didn't think this team was going to be able to regroup. But since then, they beat the Raiders. All right, it's the Raiders. Then they, you know, came on back to beat the Eagles after being down 21-0. You just wonder how far this team could take it. But if they could get into that 9 or 10 win range, it's something that you're going to look at this year, and it could be one of the better stories in the NFL. Six games left in the season. I don't think this team's making the playoffs. But with that tie is massive. That tie is massive for the Packers. It's massive for the Cowboys. And if you get to 9 or 10 wins and you're the Dallas Cowboys, you at least give yourself a chance to make the playoffs in what is a very crowded NFC. All righty, Brock Purdy's been back the last two games. He hasn't been great. He's got 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Had 3 touchdowns up against the Panthers. The first game back was the Cardinals. Beating the Cardinals is nothing that really impresses me whatsoever. On the season, his 8 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He makes $53 million a year. I said this early on when Mac Jones is having success. The narrative is going to start to form, and I don't think it's an unfair one, that Brock Purdy's a system quarterback. I get it. Brock Purdy's been to an NFC Championship game, 2 of them. Brock Purdy's been to a Super Bowl. Jimmy G's also been to a Super Bowl, okay? The 49ers, they are a Kyle Shanahan system. I understand they haven't had all their players healthy this season, but Brock Purdy's got a lot to prove here in the final 6 games of the season. Because Brock Purdy's getting paid a king's ransom of $53 million a year. He's got to start to show me that he's more than a system quarterback. Because if not, he's not going to get benched, right? He'll be their starter for next season. But with Mac Jones on a 2-year, $8 million contract, people start to say, we could have paid Mac what we're paying him and improved the roster in many other areas. Instead, we had to cut a lot of other resources in order to give Brock $53 million a year. Now, I get it, right? Brock's been to a Super Bowl, been to NFC Championship games. It wasn't that long ago people thought in San Francisco that Jimmy G was the guy. after Jimmy G was in a Super Bowl. So Mac Jones has looked good enough this year. I'm not sitting there telling you Mac Jones is a franchise quarterback, but Mac Jones played well in that system. Now, Brock Purdy, you have to show me that you're worth $53 million a year. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure on Brock Purdy, not only for the rest of the regular season, but also the postseason as well. Brock Purdy says he will not panic after throwing three interceptions on Monday night versus the Carolina Panthers.
That's tough. Mentally, as a quarterback, you want to play aggressive. You want to take what the defense gives you. But when you turn the ball over really three drives in a row, it's like, all right, like, you feel it. You feel a little bit of pressure and stuff. But, I mean, this is why we're put in this position. I can handle this. As a quarterback, you can't lose confidence in yourself. You can't, shrivel back and then all of a sudden take a bunch of checkdowns and stuff. Like, you still got to read the play out and stay aggressive and be better. You got to learn from your mistakes, too.
LeBron James has been back for three games. The other night up against the Clippers in the NBA World Cup group play. Who cares about that? In 32 minutes, LeBron James was 9 of 15 from the field. He did have 25 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. And LeBron was asked after beating the Clippers in the NBA Cup how he is feeling physically.
At every game, I'm going to get better and better. Today was better than, the last game in Utah. And obviously, it was better than a week ago, my first game here. So, every game, every day, I continue to work on my body, continue to work on my wind, continue to work on my habits.
And that courtesy of our friends over at Peacock. All righty. Brandon Nimmo got traded from the Mets to the Rangers for Marcus Semien. Brandon Nimmo's first press conference as a Ranger. Did he throw a shot here at the Mets president of baseball operations and David Stearns? You be the judge.
You know, the pitching is really the first thing that you need to have. And some guys like to call it run prevention when you combine the pitching with the defense. And what I saw was that is already there, and you're not losing a lot of pieces of that. And I think that that's something that CY really prides himself on.
Brandon Nimmo to me is a guy that you would say it's not a shot. And I think he's just talking about the Rangers philosophy. But with that being said, I listen to it and I go, the Mets starting pitching is not good this year. And David Stearns kind of thought that he could just slap things together like he did the year before and get good results. Maybe Brandon Nimmo's a guy, right? Lifelong Met, grew up in the organization. And he's not happy to get traded to the Rangers. That I could see. Does he seem like a guy that's issuing a shot at the Mets organization? I would say no, but it does sound like that's a shot there. Play that for me one more time, Azarm. I got to hear that one more time again.
You know, the pitching is really the first thing that you need to have. And some guys like to call it run prevention when you combine the pitching with the defense. And what I saw was that is already there, and you're not losing a lot of pieces of that. And I think that that's something that CY really prides himself on.
Yeah. You could dress it up that it's not a shot, but it does seem like that is definitely a shot. All righty. There is a little bit of Brandon Nimmo. That is a news brief. It is a Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. One more segment to play. We will give you an anytime touchdown parlay for Thanksgiving when we come on back. And we'll layer it like lasagna, obviously. And then we will give you three picks in the NFL for our Week 13 picks. We were 3-0 last week. Justin Rock, what does Thanksgiving look like for you guys tomorrow?
Thanksgiving looks like a lot of work tomorrow. I'm working doubleheader shift. I'll be here overnight tomorrow night. Mm. So that'll be my story for Thursday, Friday, another doubleheader between calling basketball and being back here on Saturday.
What do you call
night.
Basketball for?
Oh, call the Army West Point women's basketball games and fill in doing the men's games like I will on Saturday because Army football is going on at the same time.
Wow, how about that? I didn't know that. I know that you did some play-by-play. I just didn't know exactly where. If you were doing Thanksgiving traditionally and you were eating, what would your Thanksgiving plate look like?
Got to have a bunch of turkey, some sweet... You and my fiance will get along very well. She is turkey phobic, I think is the best way.
We outlawed it about 15 years ago, my family.
Forbidden in her family household out in Roslyn on Long Island. But I like some turkey, some sweet potatoes, some cranberry sauce, a little mashed potatoes, some stuffing. Load up on plenty of dessert and drinks. That'll be my go-to Thanksgiving plate. What about you?
We will start things off with a beautiful charcuterie board. With some focaccia bread.
Ooh, that sounds great.
We will then have a bunch of shrimp. That will probably be the starting, like the appetizers, probably some other things sprinkled in. Someone put out like a fruit platter, probably, I would imagine.
Pick out one or two.
You pick out one or two. There'll be some other appetizers, some finger picking appetizers. Then we'll do the lasagna as the main course. And then we layer it up with an icebox cake. I call it a cookie cake, but for people to understand it, it's an icebox cake. And then all throughout the night, you just get desserts. Well, I think we're doing lunch. Like, we'll do 2 p.m. tomorrow is when we'll start to serve the appetizers. Probably lasagna will come out of the oven at about 3:30, which is perfect. Then everybody leaves, and then you get a bunch of leftover. I actually love cold lasagna. I think lasagna...
Leftover is far and away one of my favorite parts of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Is it your favorite holiday, Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving for a long time has been one of my favorite holidays. I loved getting together with my family. Mm-hmm. I loved watching the football all day and, you know, having breaks to go eat food, hang out, crack jokes with the family and friends. So I've always loved Thanksgiving time. It'll be tough being away from everybody, yeah. But I'll speak to them through the radio.
I'll never forget when I was doing the weekend overnights here and I get a call on Thanksgiving. And I was supposed to come in at and do 2 to 6 a.m. And I get a call from David Mayernick, whose number at the time I did not have saved in my phone, if I'm just being totally transparent. And I'm like, hello? And he goes, hey, it's David. Somehow we had a scheduling issue. And whoever's supposed to do 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. didn't know that they were supposed to do it. So Ken Carman was doing 6 to 10 p.m. They said, Ken will do until midnight. Can you get in at midnight? And you'll do midnight from 6 a.m. And this was right after I just ate dessert.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to food coma and all drive my portly ass into the studio. And I got here like right in time to get on the air at 12 and did 12 to 6.
Whew.
I bet you there's a scheduling issue tomorrow.
Well,
looking forward to it, right, everybody?
I'll report back to you next time I'm with you, Zach.
I will be on the air tomorrow. I'm doing a Bill Ryder show tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12.
Marvelous.
So, you know, locker room leader, hard hat guy, Thanksgiving Day. Before I eat the lasagna, I will actually get up tomorrow at 8 a.m. I'm going to my parents' house tonight right after the show. I will do an elliptical hour workout from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., then probably quickly shower, then go do the show tomorrow in my boxers probably. Because it's, you know.
Benefit just, of a remote broadcast.
Oh, phenomenal. And especially when we're not streaming tomorrow, it'd be sensational. Then do the show. And then once that, I will unplug for the day. Probably maybe send a few tweets out during the football games and everything. But I'm actually annoyed that we have 3 good games tomorrow. And
some They're people really probably, good games.
Yeah. Some people are like, why are you annoyed? You're a sports talk show host. I love when the 4:30 game sucks.
And for a long time, it has.
Well, because let's be real. And as Arm knows where I'm going with this, it's because I am in a food coma. And I will start to do the falling asleep in the middle of the game because you ate so much. So if the game
late third quarter, early fourth quarter, and if it's a good game, you catch the finish.
12:30, want it to be a good game. 4:30, have it suck. And then 8 o'clock when you're right back up, boom, good game, away you go.
All I know is I'm very grateful the Jets aren't playing no butt fumble part 2.
I was at that game.
Thanksgiving memories.
I was at that game. We brought the lasagna to the parking lot before the game. Then we walked in. Oh, sensational.
Maybe Sanchez had too much lasagna pregame that day.
Yeah, maybe too many other things as well. All righty, Zach Gelfand with you on the Infinity Sports. We're coming back with some picks. Update time. Here is Justin Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network as we are wrapping up shop before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. If we do not talk until next week, I will be on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time talking a ton of NFL and college football. And then you will get me on Sunday for Sunday morning football from 10 a.m. To noon Eastern time as well. And then we will be here back on Monday, I believe, as a full show crew from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. But it is a Wednesday. I will not be here in this time slot on Thursday or Friday. We had a 3-0 week last week in NFL picks, gave you the Browns plus the points, gave you the Falcons plus the points, and gave you the 49ers laying 7. So let's try to see if we continue to ride the hot hand, and we will get to our week 13 picks in 3, 2, and 1.
It's time for NFL picks on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, NFL picks right here on the Zach Gelb Show for game number 1. We are going to take a look at the Denver Broncos. They are on the road, Sunday Night Football. Jaden Daniels, there's a long shot that he's going to play. I don't think he will. Either way, if he does, I think that's a rough spot to come on back and go up against this Denver Broncos defense. I know the offense hasn't been sensational, but with it looking like it's going to be Marcus Mariota again, I'm just going to take Denver in this one and just expect their defense to force a lot of turnovers. So give me the Denver Broncos laying 6 points in game number 1. I will take Denver. In game number 2, I'm going to ride the stinky betting once again. It worked last week where I said to myself, the Saints shouldn't be a favorite. I'm taking the Falcons. It worked last week where I said the Raiders shouldn't be a favorite. I'm going to elect to take the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't think the Falcons should be a favorite this week. They're going up against the Jets. I get it. The Jets are no bueno. But I'm just going to take the dog here between those two crappy teams. Give me the Jets plus the 2.5 points. So the Falcons are a 2.5 point favorite. I'm going to take the Jets plus 2.5 points. And then finally, this one I don't feel great about, but the Raiders stink, and the Chargers are coming off a bye. The Chargers got to get things going. I was really discouraged by them a few weeks ago going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They just got slammed 35-6. But this Raiders team, they're absolutely terrible. These two teams met up earlier in the season, and the Chargers didn't even play this great game, and they still beat the Raiders 20-9. I think that this is going to be another probably 10-point game, if not worse than that. And I'm looking at the spread right now. The Chargers are an 8.5-point favorite, so I will lay the 8.5 points with the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Week 13 picks, give me the Broncos laying 6, the Jets plus 2.5, and the Chargers laying 8.5 points. Now, I told you I was going to give you an anytime touchdown parlay just for Thanksgiving. So these are just for the Thanksgiving games. Now I'm going to look at this blindly. In game number 1, I'm going to take David Montgomery. So give me David Montgomery. He's at plus 140. Then in game number 2, let's get to our touchdown scorers here. I'll go Rashee Rice. He's at minus 125. So that brings up to plus 332. And then we got to hit up the Bengals and Ravens. Lamar Jackson's plus 235 to score a touchdown. If I go Derrick Henry, that makes it plus 519. Man, those Lamar odds are massive. Could go Isaiah Likely. If I go Jamar Chase, that would bring it up to 692. Lamar would bring it up to plus 1347. All right, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to take David Montgomery, Rashee Rice, and Lamar Jackson. That will be your lasagna-layered Zach Gelb Show parlay. Don't give me this turkey day, you know, touchdown part. No, lasagna-layered parlay. Montgomery, Rashee Rice, Lamar Jackson. If you bet $20, it will pay out $289.44. That is what we are rolling with for the picks this week. The touchdown parlay, once again, Montgomery, Rashee Rice, Lamar Jackson, and then the NFL picks, the official NFL picks for this week. Broncos laying 6, Jets plus 2.5, Chargers laying 8.5 points. Those are the picks for week 13. Once again, I know it sounds cheesy, but we are so fortunate to be able to do for so many years what we get paid to do, and that's to host a show like this and just have fun connecting with so many different listeners from so many different backgrounds. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting this show as you've had in multiple different time slots, from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time, from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, to our current time slot of 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. So we have a lot of thanks and a lot of gratitude towards you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow, however you do consume it. I hope it's with family. I hope you're enjoying food, family, and football. I'll be on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time, do a little two-hour quick radio show, then go enjoy things with my family, and I hope you're able to enjoy it for yours as well. And if you're someone that just isn't close with your family, I hope you're even able to have some fun tomorrow on Thanksgiving, because I know it's a lot about families getting together. So however you are celebrating Thanksgiving, I hope it's the best day for you tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Thursday, we'll talk to you on Sunday, and then we'll be back right on the Zach Gelb Show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time on Monday to recap a busy weekend in college football and a busy weekend in the NFL. You can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B, or on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show. Hope you have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Hope you have a great night. And remember, I know Wednesday, it's a crazy day of partying right before Thanksgiving. If you're going to drink, please, 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 please do not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.